Going to fill in a gap this morning because of the events that happened, Purim, Pesach, and whatnot. If you recall, a few weeks ago, we started to deal with the question of coffee on the go. And we dealt with the issue of, are you called a donkey if you eat while walking? And we've came to the conclusion that for the majority of the foods that we eat, it's not a question, especially not for coffee. But the main issue, as I said, was not, are you called a donkey, but rather a different issue. How many brachas do you make when you start drinking a coffee in this room and then you walk out? Now, just to go over the first page again because we've already done it.
Is this the intention, man?
What is the intention?
It makes no difference in this case. In this case, it makes no difference. If you're under the same roof, there's no question you don't have to make additional brachos. The Shulchan Aruch is a bit more machmir than the Ramah. He says that shinam mekomo mipina lepina, the top left-hand side of the page, which probably would mean the same room, but the Ramah is quick to point out, no, it's okay even in the same house. Therefore, as you've commonly have probably seen in shuls, mainly in Chutz La'aretz, but also in Israel, that the rabbi makes Kiddush in the sanctuary, and yet the Kiddush is downstairs in the social hall. And there's no problem with that, because it's under one roof, and therefore, it obviously spills over to Kiddush Bimkom Se'uda. You have to make Kiddush where you eat, and what is considered where you eat, quote-unquote?
Downstairs.
Under the same roof. We got into a little bit of a question of what happens in the staircase. And the third question we got into is what happens when you go from your house to your sukkah and back. Leaving that aside, our biggest question was, what happens when you actually move from one roof to the outside, or from one place outside to another place outside? Do you make additional brachos? And we saw, as you could see in the bottom of the first page, that there are four different views in the Gemara. Four different views. You got it all, every permutation possible. Number one is, you never make an additional bracha. You made a shahako, you continue drinking, when you finish, you make a borein of fashot, it doesn't make a difference if you start here and you end there. All the way on the left side you see, echadzev, echadzev, tzarich levarech, it makes no difference, you always make an additional bracha when you move from place to place. The two middle views are the ones that bother us. The two middle views are the following. The first middle view is that it depends what kind of food you eat. If you eat something that's not considered a meal food, which means that you don't have to bench or say the bracha achrona in the place that you started the meal, then you make an additional bracha when you go outside. What are the things that you have to make a bracha achrona, benching and whatnot in the same place?
Mizonos.
Probably, maybe mizonos. Definitely bread, like pot. Perhaps even shivas aminim. But on the other hand, not coffee. So if you start drinking coffee here, and you walk outside, you have to make another bracha.
So I take my cup of coffee from here, and I go to my car and start drinking in the car.
Absolutely. Shinam mekomo.
Why does the type of food make a difference on this?
Because, as Rashi points out, and I quote Rashi, Rashi says here, if you look at the second column from the right, Rashi points out the difference between water and fruit on the one hand, and bread. And he says as follows. Kigon mayim u'peirot, she'ein tunim bracha chashuva bifnei atzmam kevo shivat aminim, devadai kivan da'amad v'halach l'makom acher, amidato zo, higmar sudato. He says when it comes to foods that are not so important, not meal foods, then basically, when you stop drinking coffee here and you're going out to your car, your quote-unquote drinking is finished. When you eventually get into your car, you open the motor, you start driving, you put on your GPS, somewhere in the middle you may continue drinking. But that's a new drinking not connected to the original. However, says Rashi, with regard to bread or Shiva Saminim, Al Kviyut HaRishon Alach Levarech Achareihem Bracha Achat Al Shtehem Belifnehem Nami Ein Tzarich Achzol Belevarech. And Rashi points out that when you indeed go from one place to another, let's say you're eating your Shabbos meal, and you leave your Shabbos meal to Daven Mincha Gedola at 1:20, and you come back, you obviously are going to continue the meal, the same meal, because you're going to bench, and you have to bench in the same place you started the meal preferably. That's the third point of view. So the first point of view is you always make another bracha. Second point of view is you never do. The third point of view is depends what kind of food you eat.
What about bracha achrona? If I go out,
bracha achrona you make
no,
when
I'm
you finish.
I'm drinking my cup of coffee and I want to go to my car and drive to the shir.
Okay, we'll get to that in a moment, but in general, you don't have to worry about the bracha achrona. You make it when you finished all the drinkings that you have that morning, whatever it is. Obviously, there's laws with regard to bracha achrona. How much time afterwards can you make a bracha achrona? 72 minutes for bread and other things. But I'm saying if you were in that time, that's not a problem. The fourth point of view says it depends on the food. Again, bread, shiva saminim, versus water and fruit, plus an additional condition. And what is the additional condition? Take a look. Third column from the right, second column from the left. You have to leave people behind. In other words, it's not enough. I'm going to mincha, I'm coming back to the meal. Let's have das, we're coming back to this meal. You have to leave someone behind. The Gemara says, Kenim v'cholim, the ones that can't walk so much. So they're left behind. So a typical case that happened in the times of the Gemara. There wasn't wedding invitations like we have today. You're sitting at a meal, and all of a sudden the kala's outside. So you want to go pnei, kabel pnei chasim the kala. So who goes out to run? The people that have power, the people that jog every day. Who doesn't? People that are old, the people that can't do it. And therefore, they stay behind. You go outside, and therefore, you don't have to make another bracha, as long as it's within those food categories that we set. So we've seen four opinions. The first opinion is you always make a bracha again. You're moving from place to place. The second opinion is you never make a bracha again. The third opinion is it depends what food you eat. And the fourth opinion is it depends what food you eat, plus did you leave people behind? Because if you didn't leave people behind, what are you basically saying?
It's over!
But if you left people behind, I'm coming back. How do the Rishonim learn?
Do they have to be males? Can they be females? Do they have to be over bar bones?
The Gemara says, Zakein Ochole, which means someone old or someone sick. I think that if you want to take that literally, it can definitely be children, because we paskin the halacha on Shabbos that with regard to young children, they're in the category of a cholesha ein bo sakana, meaning someone that's sick, but there's no real danger to his life. So for example, in those situations of a cholesha ein bo sakana, there's certain leniencies. The most known is what? Of course you can eat on Yom Kippur. He's under bar mitzvah. He's not 2 years before the 2 years that you get allowed to eat. Well, I'm talking about a regular Shabbos. What can you do for him? He's a chol hashein bo sakana. Dead giveaway. The first thing you can do for a chol hashein bo sakana on Shabbos, a guy has a fever, you can tell a non-Jew, go to the pharmacy, buy for me medicine. That is all derabanan, by the way. Right? Telling a non-Jew is derabanan. Telling him to buy medicine is the Rabbanan. He's handling money. These are all the Rabbanans. For sure, you're allowed to do that. So if you take that literally, then definitely a chola would be considered not just someone that's sick, but someone young, a baby or over babyhood, but definitely a young child. That's a zakein, is someone that's obviously older, can't really move around too much, so he's sitting in the house. So I think women and children for sure would be in this category as well. It doesn't really, I think the Gemara doesn't have to be taken literally. It's not just a sakeinu chola. You're leaving people behind. Yeah.
Is there a central point that these four different opinions are looking at differently? Or they're really just solely separate issues, and that's why they have separate opinions?
Absolutely. Let's try to think about that right now. You took the words out of my mouth. What do you think is the machlokas between them? We said four points of view. What are they all thinking about, behind their machlokas? Let's try to think for a moment.
Well, part of it is, are you continuing the meal as you're in motion?
Is it over?
Right, is it over?
There you go.
Or is it in motion?
Namely, is the meal finished or not? According to the view that says you don't make another bracha, it's not over. You have in mind, as Harold said, I'm going from my house to my car to continue to drink the same cup of coffee. Not only am I going to continue to drink coffee, but it's in the same cup. What do you think they make those big mugs that they charge so much money for? For that reason. The other point of view says, I don't care what your intention is. You left from here to there. You finished here and you're going to continue there. It's a totally new beginning. And the middle point of view say, well, it depends what you eat. But they all have the same point of view. They're all dealing with the same issue. What is their issue? Did you finish or are you continuing?
Well, depending on what you
one person says it depends on what you're right. thinking of. The other point of view says it depends on what you're eating. That's the third point of view is it depends on what you're eating plus that you leave people behind. But I believe the machlokas is on the same issue. Well, did you finish or didn't you?
The middle points seem different. I mean, who cares if it's an apple or, I mean, you know, you're eating a sandwich?
Well, let's think about this. Why would, let's think about this, gentlemen. Why would that make a difference? Why would it make a difference?
Chashivas of what's going on.
Chashivas. Can you give me another example in the halachic realm where there's a difference between a cup of coffee and a fruit versus shiva saminim and bread?
On Pesach. On the
Pesach.
Afternoon, you can't eat...
Well, can't you eat
things like
very good?
The tenth
excellent example: Erev Pesach Samoch Lamincha Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetechshach. Erev Pesach, from a certain point of the day, you're allowed to daven Mincha Ketan. It's the machlok if it's Mincha Ketana Gdola. We pass in Ketana, thank God, and that means that from Mincha Ketana time, which is 9.5 hours into the day, Samoch Lamincha means a little before, so it's 9 hours into the day. Halachic hours, of course. Okay, by the way, today on many apps on your phone, where you actually download an app for the weather, they also give you the time of Zricha and Shkia, sunrise and sunset, and they tell you what are the halachic hours of the day. Now, it's an app, it's not a Jewish app, and it happens to tell you how much time is it between the two, and what is the halachic hour. So on Erev Pesach, if you don't have the times, you can actually figure it out by yourself by just doing simple math. Make a long story short, from that time on, you can't eat what?
Chametz.
First of all, chametz you couldn't eat from the morning, from the fourth hour, so that's off. Matzah you can't eat from the morning either, so that's off the table. So what's left? What's in between matzah and chametz? Mizonos now. Mizonos on Pesach is made of what?
I don't eat
matzah meal. And matzah meal, obviously if you're non-gebruch, that's off the table, but if you're a gebruch eater, then what happens is, there's a difference, probably, between baked gebrachs and cooked gebrachs. If it's baked, it's very much like matzah. So perhaps, I'm not poskening, cakes made out of matzah meal would be off the table from that hour, from maybe the morning, but from that hour, for sure, of the day. What about knedelach? Knedelach are made out of matzah meal, albeit cooked.
They're cooked.
They definitely are not like matzah. So perhaps you can eat knedelach up until that hour of the day. But from that hour on, you can't. What can you eat from that hour on?
Fruit.
Eggs. And other things.
Meat.
So you see there's a clear distinction between grain-based products and other products. Where else do we have this distinction if we're already speaking about Kiddush Bimkom Suda?
When you make Kiddush, you have to have mezonot at other locations.
According to the majority of opinions, if you want to be very mako on Shabbos morning, then you can have what's called Kiddush. What's Kiddush on Shabbos morning? It's not just the recitation of the words of Kiddush, but we're at?
Cake
or mezonos.
Yeah.
Let's say you have Kiddush, and that's considered Makom Seuda. What's not considered by Makom Seuda? In the place of your meal, listen to those words.
Some fruits.
Fruits. Shahakos. So we see in Halacha there's a difference. You want to go further? You mentioned Pesach. Sukkos. What do you have to eat in the sukkah? And what can you eat outside the sukkah? So it's very consistent. So these particular Amoraim say, well, what's considered a meal? And what's considered a chashuv meal that when you leave it, you're probably going to come back? And what's not? And obviously it's not in a vacuum. You see that they're taking the same exact things from other places and they're plugging in here. How do the Rishonim Paskin? You can look on page 2. You could see different Rishonim have different points of view on this. They basically have negated the point of view that you always have. They negated the point of view that you never have to make a bracha again. But there's different points of view, and I want to get to the halacha. The halacha is interesting. Comes along the Ramah on the right side of the page and says like this. We're talking about the different opinions, but when the Ramah says, what does he mean? Who is he talking to? Where does the Ramah talk to when he talks like that? Who is he referring to?
Sure.
The Shulchan Aruch, the Beit Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo. Rav Yosef Karo, I remind you, is in Tzfat, writes a Shulchan Aruch. Long story how the Ramah wrote what he wrote, but he basically wrote glosses on what the Shulchan Aruch says. So in order to know what the Ramah is cholek on, let's first look at the Shulchan Aruch on the left side. Good idea, Bruce?
Yeah.
Okay. The Beit Yosef will be real Rambam. Dachiti achra'ato v'kiyamti psak harif. So the Rif paskins in a certain way. What is the Rif paskin? You can see on top. Rif paskins like Rav Sheshet. What did Rav Sheshet say? Look back. What did Rav Sheshet say? Rav Sheshet said, Echad ze ve'echad ze tzarich levarech. You always make a bracha again. You take your coffee from here to there. Shulchan Aruch, hayal chil b'bayit hazeh ufasak sudato v'alach l'bayit acher. You were eating in this house, you stopped your meal, you went to a different house. Or even worse, even less. You're in the middle of eating chicken, having a cup of coffee, and there's a knock on the door. A schnorrer, kimcha de pischa. And you go outside to talk to him, and you ask him what he's collecting for, and he tells you what, and you ask him if he has the authorization from the Mo'atza Datit, and he says yes, and then you give him a donation, and he says thank you, and he writes out a receipt, and then you come back inside, says the Shulchan Aruch. You have to make a bracha again. That's right. Chaverim shayu yoshvim lechol v'yatzu likrat chatan akala. Im yinichu sham mikzat chozrim lemkomam v'gomrim seudatam. V'inan tzichim lebarech shnia. V'im lo yinichu sham adam. Kesheim yotzim tzichim lebarech lemafreya. Kesheim chozrim tzichim lebarech lechatchila. Says the Shulchan Aruch, I am willing to concede in one situation, and that is if you left people behind, and you got up, you're eating dinner together and you got up, then, and only with those certain amounts of foods that we mentioned, you don't have to make a bracha again.
Mafreya.
And he says, the mafreya means, again, because even though you already ate the meal, and you already started the meal, right.
Say again, why don't you give the bracha? What's the case where you don't make?
Only if you left people behind.
So that's the case with the knock at the door.
Right.
They're claiming that you got up, meaning if there was no one at the table, indicating a complete break.
That's right. And he says, Shekola mishaneh mekomo harei pasak achilato. As long as you moved, your meal is over.
Wait a minute.
One second. Mevarech l'mafreya. Kol ma she'achal v'chozer mevarech shenit. Kol ma she'tzarich le'echol.
Well, it's not the Ramah.
This is the Shulchan Aruch.
So if someone's eating alone,
yeah,
and he has to go to the bathroom,
that's in the same house. That probably wouldn't be a problem.
Same roof.
If it's the outhouse, it would probably be a problem. Yeah, but if it's under the same roof, you're okay.
But if he stops eating to do another mitzvah, like give sedaka, or it's like
you stopped your meal.
What he has in mind,
whatever you have in mind, but you stopped your meal. You went outside. According to the Shulchan Aruch, basing himself on the Gemara, the Amoraim, we say that makes no difference what you have in mind. Your actions speak more than your mind.
Yes, most houses nowadays have a porch.
We dealt with that last time. How does the porch fit in? If you look on the first page, you'll see what the Ramah says about a bayit l'sukkah chashuv kemefanel mepina lepina. So maybe from your house to your porch would have been like your house to the sukkah. You probably wouldn't have to make another bracha, assuming that it's connected to your house. But the Ramah comes and says, "V'yesh cholki emakom ashekatuv b'seibse." Rak sovrim sheshinui mekomo eno elakei sechadat. V'lachen im shinam mekomo lemakom acher eno tzirch v'rech elu lifnei masherotzel echol. Aval lo al mashekvar achal. V'dafka shelo iniach mitzat chaverim besuuda v'achal midvarim shana tzachim bracha b'mekomam. Aval iniach mitzat chaverim o afilu in lo iniach v'achal dvarim shetachim bracha b'mekomam afilu masherotzel echol achar kach in tzirich levarich. ולכן, מי שפסק סעודתו והלך לבית אחר, או שהיה אוכל וקרוא חברו דבר עמו, אפילו לפתח ביתו, למקום אחר, כשהוא שחוזר לסעודתו, אין צריך לברך פעל, דהפת, צריך ברכה במקומו לכל עם, וכן נוהגים במדינות אלו. The Ramah says, Amor Mekel, and that is that you can leave your friends behind, or if you, even if you just eat bread and there's no friends behind, you don't have to make another bracha. So you can get up from your Shabbos meal, say, I'm going to Mincha, and come back, and you don't have to make another bracha on what you eat, as long as you're continuing to eat what you've already ate.
Because you have to bench in the spot that you...
Because you have to bench in the spot that you began. Says the Mishnah Berurah, just in case you got mixed up with the Hebrew, but Tarte Pligi, there's two machlokeses here of the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. One! Lo matzrichei bracha lemafreya lo'olam b'chamat shinui mekom, rak bracha lechatchila kodem sheyochal chashenit, dechashiv rak kehesech hadat, v'lo kama shesilek seuda rishona lagamrei. V'al kein, bracha achrona ole l'shnehem. Number one, you don't need to make another bracha on what you already ate. Because it's just a hesech hadat. For a moment, someone called you to the door to give tzedakah. And therefore, you don't have to make another bracha again. too, says the Mishnah Brura. The gam svira lei, the gam zeh shetzarich bracha rishona hu rak ba'omed misudat peirot o mashkin. The chef techef b'yitziyato chutz lepetach beito nifseka sudato. So if you didn't leave people behind and you take your cup of coffee or your fruit, your apple, you take two bites at home, you walk out to your car, going out in the Rishus HaRabim into your car, that's considered shinui makom, you have to make another bracha. That's not just a sechadat. However, he says, aval bepatu mine gagan, shetzachim nasol bevarech bimkoman, lo nifseka suda b'hayitziya, ve'en tzarichach bracha rishona. But when it comes to cake or bread, you never stop the meal because you're going to come back to make the bracha achrona there. So even if you went to your car, you picked up your son from an after-school activity and you came back and you continue to eat, or your daughter, or your grandson, you don't have to make another bracha. So as we could see here...
Walking, what if you decide to have your meal, you're in a rush, so you start your meal and you're walking along the way. Where do you bench?
That's a good question. We're not going to deal with that this morning. But indeed, preferably you should bench where you started the meal. If impossible, you can bench in the other place. And we suggest that in the other place you would at least eat a kazayit of bread or cake. And then you can bench in the other place.
If you're walking, you have to sit down to bench. That's the other question.
In general, it's a problem to stand up to bench. You should sit down to bench. This is very, very important to remember, because at the Seder night, many people do haseva, which means leaning. Where don't we do haseva? First of all, for the sad stuff, and second of all,
benching.
For benching. Thirdly, for challah. Why don't we do haseva for those?
You're giving thanks to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't want to be leaning.
You need to have real kavana. You're sitting around like this, you know. Oh, thanks, God, for the meal. Very nice. No, you have to have kavana. You sit up straight and you say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Right.
But if someone's walking and eating, they're in a rush. If they have to stop and sit down, they may rush through benches.
First of all, that was the other shir. I don't think you should be walking and eating. But if you do walk and eat, it only should be for certain foods, like an apple or a coffee. But bread, I do not suggest to walk and eat, for the reasons we said. As a matter of fact, as we said then, it's paskin la'halacha, you may be pasul la'edit, you can't sign the ketubah, because you walk and eat, so we should be careful with that, walking and eating thing.
Wow,
all right. It's also not healthy, but I don't know about health. To make a long story short, the Shulchan Aruch says, as long as you get up, finished, unless you left someone behind, and according to the Ramah, not so simple, number one is, only for foods that you didn't eat as of yet, you have to make another bracha, because it's only a sechadat. And that's only from meals that are not grain-based. But if it's grain-based, you don't have to make another bracha. Again, Shulchan Aruch says, always, yes, probably, unless you left someone behind. And the Ramah says, probably not, except for the certain foods, that when you get up, you finish the drinking here, and you're moving the meal somewhere else. Therefore, according to both points of view, when it comes to our cup of coffee, what's the halacha?
To make a bracha.
Make a bracha when you get back into your car.
Yeah. In other words, according to this, when you drink a cup of coffee on the go, you do have to make another bracha again. Yes?
In Cleveland, there's a very strange minhag that people go from house to house with one course here, the second course at another house, and they go from place to place. What would be the halacha in that sort of situation? Let's say you have one manari shona. Okay, your first course at House Aleph.
Yeah.
And then your second course at House Bet. At each house, you're going, let's say, to five different houses for your meal. Where do you bench, and do you make a bracha in each house?
Obviously, it's definitely our machlokas. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you probably do have to make another bracha. According to the Ramah, you don't have to make another bracha because you're continuing the meal somewhere else, because preferably you should go back to the first house to make the benching in the first house. Since you didn't, but that's basically what he says about bepatu mine dagan shetzachim achzor bevarech bim koman on nifseka suda ba yitzia ve'en tzarich af bracha rishona.
Can you wash four different times? Is that what he's saying?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Makes perfect sense, because you finished your meal. Who told you to move? Which leads me to my final point before Bruce comments. That makes perfect sense. You finished your meal. Here. Now you're going to another house to have the manashnia there. This meal is over. That meal will begin. Hope you have a big enough stomach, but this one is finished. Yes.
When we quote decide which tradition we follow, how does one do that? If you're Ashkenaz or Sephard, is that the main direction? Is it where you learned in Yeshiva, who your Rosh Yeshiva was? Is it the minhag of, you know, your father? Or can you look and say, you know, this son speaks to me, so I'm going to do it. I mean, how does one...
First of all, I don't think Allah has paskened on what speaks to me and what doesn't.
Well, what makes sense to me, in other words.
Second of all, I don't think it should make sense to you. I think it should make sense to you halachically.
Well, that's what I mean.
Thirdly, I think that you definitely need to have a rav or a posek that you ask questions to, that you feel comfortable with and knows your world and where you're coming from. I don't think any Tom, Dick, and Harry has a right to paskin. The only thing a Tom, Dick, and Harry can do is can say Safik d'oraisa l'chumra and Safik d'rabbanan l'kula. That everyone can do.
So it's not based on being Ashkenaz or Sephardic.
Well, here you're asking a different question, which depends who you ask in the Sephardic world. If you ask a Rav Avadya Yosef student, he will say you always paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, the Beit Yosef, and I don't care if you're from Tunisia or you're from Morocco, he's the man.
If you're Sephardic.
And I don't care what your parents did, he's the man. That's what Rav Avadya Yosef brought into the world. Ever since his demise, many people that shut up for many years all of a sudden decided to talk and said, respect, we have a different customs in our community than the Shulchan Aruch. So that divide is not exactly, in my opinion, applicable today. On our side, on the Ramah's side, we also don't follow the Ramah on everything. Anyone can give me an example where we don't follow the Ramah? This Friday night in Shul? You make Kiddush in Shul?
No.
Anyone in Israel make Kiddush and Shul that you know of?
No.
What does the Ramah say against the Shulchan Aruch? Make Kiddush and Shul. We don't follow that. Many shuls still do in Chutz
Lars. Friday night, this coming Friday night, they won't do it.
Why not?
Because it's...
Next week it's one of the four cups of the Seder. You have to make it at the Seder. You have to do it at the Seder itself. Right, absolutely, absolutely. But on a regular Friday night,
But isn't the minhag of making Kiddush in Shul on Friday night because people, there were some people who ate in Shul. So you're making the Kiddush for them.
Right.
You know, correct.
There were poor people who ate.
Okay. So the Ramah paskin that way, and we don't follow the Ramah on that issue. What else don't we follow the Ramah on? Harold, you duchen this morning?
I do.
What does the Ramah say? Should you duchen every day? The Ramah does not say in Chutz Laretz, don't duchen in Israel, do. The Ramah says, don't, minhagenu, our custom. It's not to duchen except for on Yantiv at Musaf.
Also in Eretz Israel.
So we don't always paskin like the Ramah, and the Sfardim don't always paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. So what do we do in this issue? My suggestion is what the Ritva says here on the bottom, is what Harold asked and basically suggested earlier, and that is like this. The Ritva says, afilu iniach sham zakenu choleh. And lahem la kor lechatchila rak lehem, ele le devar mitzvah, bedvarim shetunim bracha lachvarim el kamal, achivarchu. When you have a bread meal, and you're about to leave, bench, go to mincha, and come back. Why get into this machlokas? The Ramah, who disagreed with the Shulchan Aruch, said exactly the same thing. Lechatchila lo yakeh mim kamal lelo bracha, dechashin an shema yishkach mi lechzor velechol. And indeed, I think this is a very, very good idea, that ultimately, that if you leave somewhere, and you're going somewhere else, make a bracha achrona and go into your car. And if you decide a minute later, or 2 minutes later, 10 minutes later, to drink coffee, make another bracha. Because if you don't do that, you get into this machlokas on certain issues. Coffee, there's no machlokas, but definitely with cake there is. And maybe it's not a good idea. And I think this is the way we should try to educate ourselves to go. Namely, if you're leaving place one to go to place two, a mensch makes a bracha achrona and leaves. Then you can make another bracha for sure. But you shouldn't have this idea of, oh, I leave, I come back. Now, that's all well and good if indeed you're not planning to come back. Because says the Mishnah Berurah, aval kishi yotzel minat lachzol la'arta amrutar. But if you go to Mincha Gedola on Shabbos and you're coming back 20 minutes later, maybe it's a nice idea not to get into this machlokas, but for every chumrah you get a kula, and for every kula you get a chumrah. So we just benched, very nice. Now we come back. Oh, we have to continue the meal, right? So what we got to do? We got to go wash again. We'll make a netilas yadayim. Then we'll make a motzi again. Now it could very well be you don't have to do that because you left behind people, and you left behind bread. And what are those things called when you make another bracha? bracha she may be bracha levatala, bracha she netzricha. So therefore, for every chumra, you get a kula. So therefore, my suggestion is as follows to everyone. If you leave and you're not coming back in the near future, you should make a bracha achrona, go into your car. If you continue to drink your coffee, fine. If you know for sure you're going to continue to drink your coffee, well, both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah agree you have to make another bracha. So I think you can continue to drink the coffee. You don't have to make a bracha achrona. And you definitely make another bracha. That's my suggestion. But if you are eating something and you're going into your car to continue the meal, I think you should make a bracha achrona, go into your car. And if 10 minutes later you decide to, again, have another piece of cake, then it's not an issue. Of course you can make another bracha, and you should make another bracha.
You're coming back.
Okay, in order. Bruce.
You're coming back to Mincha Shabbos to test some strawberries. Why did you say you have to bench?
Because it's still part of the meal. In other words, if you're just having strawberries, it might be a shayla, but in general, if you come back to the meal and you eat another piece of bread, you're continuing the original meal. Right.
You benched. You went to Mincha.
Yes.
You came back. You wiped up his strawberries.
Of course, you make a borei priya adama. What's the problem?
You made it sounds like you have to take bread again and wash. And
no, I'm saying if you want to.
This is after your meal. Yeah.
No, it's after the meal.
Yeah. That's fine. That's not a problem. Even during a meal, you probably have to make a bracha rishona on dessert. That's not varim shabayim mechamata suda betocha suda. Dessert, you have to.
Yeah, some people like to make another bracha.
And what if you go to Mincha, leave someone behind, but when you come back, they're not there?
If you left someone behind and you came back and they're not there, I think that even then you don't make another bracha because you did leave someone behind. Your intention was that the meal continues. And what are you going to do? The guy ran out. His wife had labor pains and they went to the hospital. That happens. But I don't think you have to make another bracha in that case. So in general with coffee, as you could see, it's a very big question. When you take coffee on the go, how many brachas you make? And it seems like both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah agrees that if you're continuing to drink coffee in another location, you should definitely make another bracha. And therefore, I think people should be aware of this when they move from place to place. The suggestion of the Ritva that the Ramah says, better to make a bracha achrona than go into the car if you want to continue drinking bevakasha, I think it's a good suggestion for another reason. Who knows what's going to happen on the way? But you have your coffee mug, you started drinking here, you went into your car. Then you got a phone call. Then after you got a phone call, there was a flat tire. A lot of time goes by since that intention that you had to continue drinking. And therefore, I think it's a very good idea to make another bracha when you decide to drink. So make a bracha achrona, leave the house, go into your car, and if indeed you make another bracha, it's not the end of the world. Hafuch, it's probably obligatory. So as you could see, coffee on the go is not simple. First and foremost, you may be a donkey, but we took care of that. You're not a donkey. You might be pasul eidus. We took care of the coffee. You're not pasul eidus. But when it comes to brachos, it's a big question. How many brachos do you make from one place to another? And after going through all the deos, as you could see, everyone is almost agrees that when it comes to coffee and fruits and things like that, you probably do have to make another bracha when you walk. So when you go on a tiyul on Chol HaMoed, you should definitely take this into mind, that it's not just one continuous thing. You are definitely going from place to place. There's a problem. However, I will say, and I'm throwing this question out, if you're outside and you continue to be outside, did you really change your place?
No.
What is considered changing your place when you're outside?
No, come on.
Okay, that's already a long question. We will do it. Maybe Dalai Ramos. I'm probably on the Dalai Ramos Herald.
No.
Okay.
You know, the question of possible ages, doesn't that refer to eating in the market, and it looks as if you've stolen something.
We went through the day. Yeah.
I mean, to drink coffee outside, that
as I said,
necessarily possible.
Whoever missed those classes, they're of course on YU Torah. You can listen to them. We gave two classes on it, and we came to the realization that probably with coffee there is no issue. There's one Rashi maybe, but other than that, not. And therefore, with the coffee, it's not a problem to drink coffee outside. But with the brachos, as we could see, it's less than simple. And therefore, I think that we have to take this into mind when we go on to Yulim and when we go to different places. It's not one continuous meal when you go from your house to your car to the Tiyul. And at all, it's not one continuous meal. Excellent. We didn't solve the world's problems, but we made a lot of progress.
That's great. Thank you, Rabbi Shua.
Okay. Everyone should have a good week.